Christ our light. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. We honor you, O Catherine, with highest praise for your renown. Your light shines brightly for the church, while jewels of beauty fill your crown. Your virtues and your life of love blossomed in beauty before God. With humble, active mind and heart, you chose the cross's path to trod. In troubled times you were a star, announcing true salvation's peace, restoring Christian ways of life, and causing angry strife to cease. The Holy Spirit prompted you to utter words of burning zeal and shed God's wisdom's light abroad with charity as sacred seal. Beloved spouse of Jesus Christ, set our cold hearts aglow with love, that by your prayers we too may seek his kingdom and all things above. Amen. My faith is firmly established, for I have built my life on Christ. Alleluia. O Holy One, you have blessed your land and averted the destruction of Jacob. You forgave your people's iniquity, covering all of their shame. You blessed them and raised up new hope, forgiving with merciful love. Revive us now, God, our helper. Refine us with the fire of your love. Restore once again our life, that all people may rejoice in you. Show us your love and compassion, and grant us your saving help. Kindness and faithfulness have embraced, righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth sprouts from the earth, while justice leans down from heaven. Adonai will grant what is good, and earth will bear her fruit. Justice will walk ahead and guide us in the ways of peace. My faith is firmly established, for I have built my life on Christ. Alleluia. The love of God has flooded our inmost heart, through the Holy Spirit, who is living in us. Alleluia, alleluia. I thank you, Adonai, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. Before the angels I will bless you, and adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. You stretch forth your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, Adonai, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. The love of God has flooded our inmost heart through the Holy Spirit who is living in us. Alleluia, alleluia. God has reconciled all things through Christ, making peace by the blood of his cross. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You are worthy, Adonai, our God, to receive all glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they were created and have their being. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you have ransomed for God saints of every tribe and language, people and nation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive all power and wealth, wisdom and might, honor and glory and praise. Praise and honor, glory and power to the one who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. God has reconciled all things through Christ, making peace by the blood of his cross. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are below. Alleluia. O eternal God, receive the sacrifice of my life for the sake of your people. Accept my heart, impress upon it the face of your Son, my love, Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. O eternal God, receive the sacrifice of my life for the sake of your people. Accept my heart, impress upon it the face of your Son, my love, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
O risen love, you appeared first to women, and made them the first apostles and evangelists of the resurrection. May the many gifts you have given to women for leadership and service be recognized and affirmed in communities of faith and in civic and economic life. O risen love, you reveal yourself to dejected and despondent disciples in the simple yet sacred act of breaking and sharing bread. May we recognize the sacred in every part of our lives, and the power of your presence in the sharing of all your gifts that nourish and sustain life. O risen love, you revealed yourself to Thomas as the one who had been slain, and to Saul as the one who is being persecuted. May we recognize you in all those who have been wounded by scapegoating, oppression, racism, imprisonment, addictions, mental illness, sickness, depression, and disillusionment. O risen love, you revealed yourself to Saint Catherine and gave her your heart so that she could bring your passion for truth and compassion for humanity to her work as spiritual mother, peacemaker, and reformer of church and society. May all who exercise spiritual motherhood or work for peace and the common good be filled with your burning love and find your mercy and compassion manifest in everyone and everything. O risen love, with every appearance you blessed your disciples with deep peace, profound joy, and the end of fear. May our celebration of these great 50 days of Easter extend these blessings to all our sisters and brothers and all of your beloved creation.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for all that you have done in raising Jesus from the dead. You have conquered the power of death and opened to us the way to freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life, which your love offers to us and all of your creation. May the risen Christ open our eyes and breathe into our hearts that we may recognize him in the wounds of the world, know him in the breaking and sharing of bread, and follow him in his risen life now and forever. Amen. May the God of love who blessed Saint Catherine with wisdom and love bless us with a passion for truth and compassion for all earth kind. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us bless Adonai, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia.